Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. And this our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything.
Matt Colglazier works as an academic advisor in 6 departments at Indiana University. He was the 2008 Democratic nominee for state senate in Indiana's 44th district. He is also the founder of AmericanCraftSpirits.com, a website devoted to interviews and reviews focusing on the craft spirits movement in the United States. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Matt, what poems have you brought for us today?
The Fair. Bright and spinning sparks relieve the pigs of boredom's grip. Of line and curled dust, each heavy breath, a softened body blow, each hushing voice, a shoveling of wind. The world is built by practice, someone says. Strong backs, clean lines bred cleaner every year. A breeding which no man could stand, sans love. That whispering which round the Ferris wheel encounters earth, then sky, then earth again, requires music, lights, the infinite, impractical a species as they come. But in the quiet arbor of the sky, a song in middle summer's voice is caught and carried like the drifting scent of straw across the fairground's edge of mottled pines, that border dark with music from our night, and listens as it fails to understand the husbandry at work in such a place, that from some straining half a mile away, it hears one song of music, beast, and man. The Flood. The rise itself is silent, save some gasp from air held down in winter fields, a shock that even here the waters come to bed and bend the heavy rains into the earth. The weight of it, the mirrored sheen lit dull with gray clouds' cold reflection of the year, which starts the count, the swelling foot by foot, as first the road, its lowest point, then next the quiet woods, their branches rising up like pried-up roots now reaching for the air, the dead and watery clouds confused for dirt. And so a broken snag of fence grows fat with shags of stubble, blonde and caked with mud, the spit-up world congealed into a map of borders made by ways no one would walk, but yet by course of water show true earth. Beck's Mill. A wheel is what it is and what it was, a turning made to grind the corn to grist. Seymour. What in a darkness flying overhead would seem a minor twinkling of light appears in winter afternoons awash with smooth pastel, glossed pink and green like cake along a storefront's empty shell, a diamond in a limestone window gathering dust, obscuring light the more as unwashed time goes by in hours resolved to never tell the blunt and curling wind which way to sweep or flip a smoker's collar to their neck, and never say it is good night, and not believe that sleep will follow evening's way, as driving out along the battered tracks, the cold and sweating sun reclines to nap, and all stay safe and dark to strangely be. French Lick. I spoke last night as lightning veined the sky, deep thunderheads fleshed out against the dark, beyond the hotel's globe of buzzing light, the country, which I swear to you, was real.
You've been listening to poems by Matt Colglazier on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.